the astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu. 011. Sri Advaita Prabhu's Diksha. While wandering all over India, visiting the various holy places, awaiting for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Advaita Prabhu came to Udupi, and there he met Madhavendra Puri. And while hearing the descriptions of Bhakti Shastras, Advaita became filled with ecstatic prem and cried out, "O Bhakti Devi, be pleased with me." And he started dancing and running here and there and fainted on the ground in prema ecstasy. Observing this, Sri Madhavendra Puripad said, "Oh, just see, this amazing person is a perfect person to receive ecstatic loving bhakti. He's not an ordinary person to be exhibiting such ecstatic symptoms. He must be a transcendental personality. And his physical body is exhibiting and displaying all the signs of a Mahapurush, a great personality." Advaita came to external consciousness and jumped up and roared, "Bhakti Dedo, Bhakti Dedo, give me bhakti, give me bhakti, give me devotion to Krishna." After calming down, Advaita offered obeisances unto Sri Madhavendra Puripad. Then they exchanged formalities of inquiry. Advaita Prabhu replied, "My name is Kamalaksha. I'm from Shantipur in Bengal on the bank of the Ganga. I have come to you to learn the principles of bhakti tattva. Please make me your shishya." Then Madhavendra Puripad taught his commentary on the Bhagavat to Advaita, who memorized it instantly upon hearing it, to the astonishment of everyone present. And Advaita Prabhu confidentially revealed to Madhavendra Puripad one day, "I've wandered everywhere, but in this age of Kali, everyone's busy with sense gratification. How will they be saved? Please, can you make a suggestion?" Madhavendra Puripad said, "O Kamalaksha, you are a Karuna Sindhu, always thinking of everyone's welfare. Soon, the original personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, will appear to establish the principles of religion." After concluding his studies at the lotus feet of Madhavendra Puripad, Sri Advaita Prabhu returned to Shantipur. Then, one fine day, that Srila Madhavendra Puripad arrived in Shantipur. His appearance was like the appearance of a Kalpa Vriksha tree from Braj. He was always ecstatically chanting Krishna's name, and his body was exhibiting the symptoms of prema and mahabhava. Nevertheless, out of great love, he visited Advaita Prabhu's house. When Advaita Prabhu saw Madhavendra Puripad right there, all the way from South India and Udupi, now in Bengal, he offered dandavats and inquired about his welfare. And then he told him, "Oh, I was in Vrindavan, and I looked for you everywhere, Gurudev, but I could not find you. I took darshan of your bhajan kutir Govinda Kun, Madhavendra Puripad's baitak on the south side of Govinda Kund. But now you have so kindly come here to Bengal. Please, as long as you stay here, please enlighten me and tell me about Sri Krishna." Madhavendra Puripad lovingly replied, "Just as you, when you went to Vrindavan, you revealed Thakurji Madan Gopal, that Gopal has appeared to me to order me to install him for the worship." Advaita Prabhu was most ecstatic to hear the story of the appearance of Sri Gopalji Nathji. and his installation and the sandalwood pulp Leela of Manavendra Puripad. They spent the whole night speaking about Krishna, remembering the pastimes of Sri Gopalji and Madan Gopal. Advaita Prabhu cooked some bhog and offered the prasad to his guru, Madhavendra Puripad. As long as he stayed there, he would eat from the hand of Advaita Prabhu. But anywhere else, he would only drink milk. By the grace of Madhavendra Puripad, Sri Advaita Prabhu felt great Purvarag, just like Sri Radhika when she first fell in love with Krishna. So Advaita confidentially revealed his heart to his guru. O Madhavendra Puripad ji, you are always revealing Krishna to me, and by your grace and kindness, I have completely realized Krishna simply by seeing you. Madhavendra Puripad replied, what are you saying? Don't speak crazy. You yourself are the Bhaktavatar. Now just do what you have come to do. And Advaita Prabhu replied, I have come to this world to bring Sri Krishna Chaitanya down to this earth to save the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be my Lord, my Ishvara, and I will be his Das. And when that happens, my desires will be fulfilled and the purpose of my existence will be realized. Then, to teach the people at large, like you and I, that Diksha is compulsory, Advaita Prabhu surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Madhavendra Puripad, and he took Diksha in the Gopal mantra. Sri Advaita Prabhu ki jai. Sri Advaita Prabhu's Diksha from Madhavendra Puripad ki jai.